under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, April 9th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages just rounding out that story, discussion about Whitmer, where she would rank as a candidate by the Democrat Party if Biden decides to drop out or isn't able to run for re-election. Chris says Whitmer might have aspirations to be a contender. However, in my opinion, I think they will try to slip in Michelle Obama, seeing how Biden takes orders from the Obamas anyway. Many think he's a puppet and everything is being orchestrated, ran by Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, and others. Mike in Indian River, I think Cliff is correct. Newsom will be the candidate. They might put Whitless up for VP. Then she could say she kept her promise for not running for president, but she could be a VP candidate. If they lose the race, she's still the governor of the state of Michigan. So that is a good point. A couple of stories I wanted to get into today's show to make you aware of. These new election bills that the Democrats have rammed through, well, most of them will probably not have any impact on 2024's election. According to the House Elections Chair, Penelope Tersenglou, she is a Democrat from East Lansing. She doesn't believe any election-related bills approved this past year will be effective for the 2024 election, including her legislation prohibiting firearms from being open carried at polling locations. Unfortunately, I don't think we will have any more bills that are approved ahead of the election because we'd have to get immediate effect in the Senate. And that doesn't really happen much for election bills. Elections tend to be highly partisan issues right now, even when our legislation should not be partisan. It just kind of ends up going down that way when we have to take our votes. Of course, she's referring to 26 state senators required to give immediate effect to any legislation that passed in the House and the Senate. Back in 2023, last year, Democrats successfully pushed several election system reforms, responding to the success and passage of Proposal 2 back in 2022. That was Promote the Vote 2.0. Constitutional amendment question that required numerous statute changes related to voter access when it passed. Those bills didn't get immediate effects from the Republicans in the Senate, but since they were passed in 2023, they will be allowed to go into effect early this year, 2024. However, this year is different. Democratic lawmakers are pushing several other proposals. One that changes recount procedures. Ooh, this is interesting. Short break. We'll carry on with this story after it. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Welcome back into the show, second segment of hour number three, talking about this story about election laws that the Democrats passed in 2023 and bills that they want to pass this year, 2024. Well, unfortunately for the Democrats, they're not going to be able to pass anything that's going to affect November's 2024 election. Democratic lawmakers are pushing several proposals, including one that changes recount procedures. The bills were spurred by the 2020 presidential election, in which then-President Donald Trump called for recounts due to voter fraud, as well as the 2016 presidential election, in which Green Party candidate Jill Stein asked for a recount, even though she could not have possibly won Michigan. So what did the Democrats do? They came up with Senate Bill 603 and 604. Would restrict candidates to being able to file recount petitions based on concerns of sufficient errors, quote unquote, not concerns of fraud. The 2024 presidential election is anticipated to be a close Trump versus Biden rematch, where recount rules may come into play. However, the Democrat state rep chair of elections committee isn't hopeful that this will end up opening a carry in a voting booth and other open carry in a voting booth and other reforms will not make it through the Senate rules. Recounts won't be changed, and neither will the open carry laws. Turns No Glue said she finds that this to be unfortunate. We have been seeing increased rates of threats to election workers over the last years. Ball face lie. Give me a case. Give me a specific case where election workers are being threatened. Where's the police reports? Where were authorities called to question a person for threatening an election worker? This is a bald-faced lie perpetrated by the Democrats. Well, after the early presidential primary, February 29th, Senate approved House Bills 4127 and House Bills 4128. They, sponsored by Turn Sunoglu and Stephanie Young, Democrat from Detroit, making it a $100 90-day misdemeanor to openly display a firearm inside of an early voting location, a polling place, a township or city clerk's office, a place where absentee voter ballots are being counted and processed, or adjacent to an absent voter ballot drop box. So if you're outside at a drop box and you happen to be open carrying, the Democrats want you arrested, charged with a 90-day misdemeanor, and have to pay a $100 fine. The bills would additionally apply to being standing within 100 feet of an entrance to any voting location. While they're awaiting a concurrence vote in the House following an adaptation of several amendments, they were approved by party line vote in the Senate 20-18, but did not survive the immediate effect vote of 26. Out of 38 state senators not willing to give it immediate effect for this year. Because of the Senate present day rules and partisan makeup, 26 legislators in the state chamber must support giving a bill immediate effect in order for it to be immediately enacted. Without it, the bill goes into effect 90 days after this year's legislature adjourns for the year. That is typically going to be March or April of next year. She did go on to say, we did get some legislation in place last year to provide penalties for threatening or harassing election workers. Again, bald-faced lie. We need to have a lot more election workers this year, primarily because of our 9 days of early in-person voting that needs to be staffed. So hopefully these laws will help recruit poll workers. Other election reforms that are pending that were either introduced or have received committee assignments include Senator Mary Kavanaugh, she's a Democrat from Redford, Senate Bill 707, which creates a $10,000 civil fine to employ individuals to intentionally spread untrue information regarding voter eligibility or false election-related dates and locations. Seriously? This is something that we needed to spend $500,000 on. Untrue information about the elections. How are they going to enforce that? Who is going to enforce it? Doesn't matter. The Democrats just pass what they want, leave it up to law enforcement to figure it out. Kavanaugh's bill follows charges made by the Attorney General in 2020 ahead of the last presidential election against two out-of-state conservative operatives for misleading robocalls that was sent to 12,000 Michigan voters, primarily with Detroit area phone numbers. The messages claimed that if someone used mail to submit the absentee ballots, their private information would be streamlined into a public database for law enforcement to track down old warrants to give to credit card companies to go after outstanding debts. That was the basis for these particular bills. Well, evidently, they're not going to affect this year's election, and we'll see where this basically goes. Also, I do stand corrected. I misspoke with Ian Murphy regarding the lawsuit that's being filed. We are definitely needing to correct that. Filed in U.S. District Court, Western District, John Gibbs filed a lawsuit against the chair, Joe Moss, as one of the defendants, specifically calling him out for releasing false and reckless information in a letter back in February that criticized Gibbs. Moss's letter accused Gibbs of threatening physical harm to a lawyer after a meeting, as well as making extremely disparaging comments about female commissioners, most notably sexual defamatory comments about Commissioner Gretchen Cosby on multiple occasions. The attorney who filed the lawsuit said by publishing these defamatory statements within the complaint, Defendant Moss knowingly made false statements or made false statements with reckless disregard for the truth. The suit seeks unspecified compensation, both economic and non-economic damages, including lost wages and benefits. Gibbs, who ran for the U.S. House but lost to Hillary Schlotten, a Democrat from Grand Rapids, was hired as the county administrator in January of 2023. The $210,000 per year contract was for 3 years, but Gibbs was fired about 13 months into his tenure, according to the complaint. Moss reportedly moved at a February commission meeting to terminate Gibbs's contract because the board had determined that Mr. Gibbs, in connection with the performance of his duties under the employment agreement, had been dishonest, committed gross misconduct, and willful malfeasance. Gibbs' suit claims that he's a whistleblower who was fired on February 29th after raising series of concerns that were grave public importance regarding cronyism and malfeasance by the current Board of Commissioners. Gibbs' complaint claims that he diligently and satisfactorily performed his duties and was not subject to any disciplinary actions or complaints. Rather, he claims his criticisms of the Kalman Legal Group, who served as corporate counsel, led to the retaliation. His complaints included insufficient availability of attorneys and incompetency, including giving commissioners incorrect advice, causing significant problems in official documents. The suit claims Gibbs met with Moss and other commissioners in July to discuss the deficiency letter, at which the board stated the plaintiff was being possessed by the devil, end quote. The board did not investigate his whistleblower concerns. So, in fact, it was John Gibbs who filed in circuit court. So I apologize, I misspoke. I thought it was the predecessor to John Gibbs, but in fact it was him himself. Got another short story. Supreme Court of Michigan stayed an order from Grant Township teen serving a prison sentence for trying to murder her friend, seeking to be transferred to the Michigan Department of Corrections prior to her 18th birthday. Well, on Friday, the High Court remanded the appeal to the Court of Appeals, who denied the appeal back in March. So for now, the 17-year-old will stay in prison custody waiting for her 18th birthday. Looks like if you're charged as an adult, you'll be held in adult prison, according to Justice David Viviano, who denied the motion to even hear the case on the appeal basis. So those are just a couple of stories catching my eye that I wanted to get into the show. If you would like this information sent to you, any stories you hear on the show, all you have to do is text me, give me a phone call, and I can forward the transcripts from our news sources. All I need is your name and your email address, and be glad to send these to you. Also, want to remind you, we do have the 9/11/11 cards back in stock. If you're interested in donating $21 online, you could affect 1,100 voters' decisions on November 5th. Again, just go to AC Conservatives, donate $21, your name and your address, and we will ship you out 100 of these cards. You simply give them to people, tell them to look at the 11 questions, and then ask 11 of their friends, coworkers, friends, neighbors, think about these 11 questions. That's all we need you to do, is just hand these 100 cards out. You could impact 1,100 voters in November. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.